Good morning, everyone. This is Larry Phillips. Just an update. I wanted to thank Tom Adams for kind of filling in. I am feeling some better. You can still hear my throat's a little gravelly. It's been kind of a long haul. I think I've had strep throat. I've been drinking a lot of hot tea, which seems to help. But thanks, Tom, for your labor of love in doing the daily devotionals. And I will begin trying to gradually fill back in over the next few days. And but again, I want to thank Tom for his help. It has been a real assistance. I just want to remind everyone that we never know what we'll have to go through in life, whether it be physical, financial, spiritual. You know, we all have things that we have to go through, but the good Lord is faithful underneath us through his everlasting arms, and he will hold us up and sustain us. And we're told in the Bible that the gates of hell will not prevail against his church. And he's loved us with an everlasting love. And that even when we falter and fail, underneath us are the everlasting arms of God. I'm glad to know that he is faithful. What awesome, wonderful, magnificent grace God has bestowed upon us, who were dead in our trespasses and sin, to choose us before creation of the world, before our life would even begin, to be adopted into his family from the beginning and to the very end. How can our tongues describe this marvelous thing he did for you and me, to send his son to die and redeem us for eternity? By shedding his precious blood on the cruel and rugged tree and paying the greatest ransom possible to set our souls free. Amazing grace, amazing love, so merciful to you and me who deserve to die an eternal death and experience awful suffering in hell. But God gave his only son, and now we sing thanks to Calvary, and with our soul all things are well. A million years from now we will still be praising him for delivering us from death and the bondage of sin. All glory to the Lamb who bled and died for you and me. Our praises will ring out for all eternity. May the good Lord be with all of his people this morning in a special way is my prayer. God bless.